suddenly sort of a lot on fire. Written by Fairy Morstan and read by Irrational Pie. Summary. Mary has a lie-in, Sherlock has a wobbly, and Mrs. Hudson is so very not your housekeeper, dears. Texting conversation between Sherlock Holmes and Mary Morstan Watson. Sherlock. Mary. Mary! Wake up. I am in the kitchen and you should join me immediately. Perhaps sooner. Mary! I will have you know that I am not stomping around the flat and making a great deal of noise for my health. I am doing it so that you will wake up. Which you are, for no reason I can discern, emphatically not doing. Oh, for God's sake. Short wife, I require your attention. Mary, if you're trying to make me defenestrate you before the birth of our first child, you are doing an excellent job. Wait, what's that smell? Sherlock, John is not here, and I am temporarily taking over the role of thoughtful husband. Consequently, I have made pancakes. They are only slightly burnt. No, that is a lie. They are very burnt, and the stove is a little bit on fire. Mary, of course it is. Sherlock, I need an adult. Mary, of course you do. Be right down. Texting conversation between Martha Hudson and Mary Morstan Watson. Mrs. Hudson. Yoo-hoo! Mary, love, I hate to wake you, but I think Sherlock started another fire. Why he doesn't just ask you for attention, I'll never know. Mary. Thanks, Mrs. H. Fire's out. Pancakes are a lost cause, I'm afraid. Texting conversation between Sherlock Holmes and Martha Hudson. Sherlock. Mrs. Hudson, we require breakfast. Mrs. Hudson. Not your housekeeper, dear. Sherlock. Tea and toast for two, if you would be so kind. Mrs. Hudson. I really wouldn't. Sherlock. And a plate of those biscuits I like. Texting conversation between Martha Hudson and Mary Morstan Watson. Mrs. Hudson. Meet you at Speedy's in 10? Mary. Already at the front door. Texting conversation between Sherlock Holmes and Martha Hudson. Sherlock. Hudders! Are you conspiring with my wife? Mrs. Hudson. Oh, for heaven's sake, Sherlock. Don't be such a drama queen. We're only going to breakfast. Sherlock. You're going to breakfast without me! Mrs. Hudson. Well, you are rather a pain in the arse, dear. Anywho, don't be too down about it. We'll bring you back some biscuits. Sherlock. You cannot buy your way back into my good graces with biscuits. Mrs. Hudson. Not even penguin biscuits? Sherlock. Have a lovely breakfast. Do keep an eye on Mary. I'm worried about her. She's been nauseous lately, hasn't been eating. Hence my decision to make her pancakes. She loves pancakes. Or used to, before I lit the house on fire with them. Anyway, I am well aware of how to put out fires and have done so before. Recently, in fact. Sorry about the curtains. Again. But John usually does the thoughtful things, and John isn't here. And I wanted Mary to know that I noticed she wasn't feeling well, and I wanted her to feel better. I wanted to help her feel better. And then the thing I was doing to help was suddenly sort of largely on fire, and I just panicked. I'm beginning to suspect that I am a rubbish husband. Mrs. Hudson. Oh, Sherlock. I'm sure you're doing fine, dear. Texting conversation between Sherlock Holmes and Mary Morstan Watson. Mary. Waiting for Mrs. H. at Speedy's. Miss you already. Sherlock. Miss you too. Come home soon. Mary. I'll bring biscuits. Heart. Sherlock. That's my girl. Kissy face. The end. You have been listening to Suddenly, Sort of, A Lot on Fire. Written by Fairy Morstan and read by Irrational Pie. Thanks for listening.